This is my dear friend, Brother Louis Ramos. God used him in a mighty way preaching in the meeting tonight. I mean, let me just tell you, the Lord spoke to my heart and every heart of every person here. I want to thank you for letting the Lord use you, brother.
Thank you, Lord.
And maybe you can give us a little encouraging word about the meeting and how it could be a help to you or the people in Mexico and from there to the rest of the world.
Yes, sir. This meeting has a different spirit. I sense the spirit of Christ and the desire to reach the world and to work together with other independent Baptists to reach the world. And I believe that we can partner together with other countries like Mexico and send people around the world with the Word of God. I think it would be a great blessing to encourage and to set a fire in people's hearts to reach the world.
Amen.
And I thank God for this meeting.
Amen.
It's been a great blessing.
Thank the Lord for
Please,
it.
Thank you,
brother. Thank you
for this privilege. For this
Amen. Time. Thank you for being here. My friend, Brother Paul Thomas, and Paul is the son of Ab and Janice Thomas. I've known him all his life, and he gave a message in the meeting this evening that stirred all of our hearts, and I appreciate so very much how he's letting the Lord use him, serving in his local church in Milford, Ohio, and then traveling and doing evangelistic work, helping his dad at master clubs, that type of thing. Paul, we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
And I know you love the Lord. What message would you like to give people?
Yeah, I knew that I'm alive. I just say all my friends here and really good so blessing. And I keep preaching at home and not here. And
keep preaching. You got lots of friends here, buddy.
Yeah, real blessing. I've got 15 years today.
Listen, I want to tell you, you did a great job.
Thank
and
you.
The Lord used you in a special way. God used you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Listen, now this is my brother, one and only, and I'm so thankful and grateful to God for him. The Lord used him in a special way as he talked about believing God, and the Lord just gripped this audience in a big way in my own heart. And Tommy, I appreciate it. I want you to give just a word about your burden for world evangelism and what you think we can all do together.
Well, the Word of God says, all things are possible to him that believes. And I'm asking God to give us men who believe the Lord to reach this world, especially in places where the gospel hasn't gone, in places that's been overlooked. And my special burden at this point is the Caribbean and South Florida. There's in the Caribbean islands, there's 40 million people, 30 nations, and there are about 500,000 Muslims there, and there's just a handful of missionaries that have given their life to work with them, but there needs to be a movement of God in that part of the world.
I know his heart's broken for it. He's traveled, been down there, and so let's help him pray that God will raise up people, pray to the Lord of the harvest, that we send forth laborers into harvest.
Amen.
Again, I want to thank you for your message and how you've helped us all. God.